Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Loud Mouth Radio. This is day two of our Bridal Showcase series with Loud Mouth Radio, being sponsored by the Bearheads Dream Wedding Expo, live at the Georgia World Congress Center, June 15, 2014. We are very excited to be on air tonight. We're actually broadcasting live at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. So all those that are tuning in with us live, if you're listening on your cell phone, you can call in at 347-826-7520 to speak with us live. If you're listening online, we are going to open up our chat so you can actually chat with us right online. If you do decide, we're actually available. We are tweeting and Facebooking and all that good stuff, social media tonight, so you can follow us at Loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H, as well as on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook, we're at Loud Mouth Radio. So hopefully the people that have been listening to us since our Bridal Showcase aired, which started out last night, we're pivoting off a great start to the series. Last night we started out the series talking about from proposal to planning, which we had a lot of heavy content that was shared on air last night. From
what
are
you talking about?
Standards.
Heavy content.
We had a great light.
I mean, heavy as far as like we had a lot of content that was shared.
Okay.
Not heavy like weight, but like we laid it on thick. Is more how I should put it. Y'all hear Jazzy coming in, right?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, we're excited. This showcase is something specific. We're at the top of the bridal season, getting started for 2014. And as always, we're so glad to be able to broadcast this evening out of Metro Atlanta. We are in a beautiful Midtown. We're in Midtown. And
yes, get it right. Don't blame life. Buckhead on Midtown and Midtown on Buckhead. Don't do it.
It's a busy day, guys. You know, as some of you may know, Loud Mouth Radio is preparing for the 2014 upcoming season with a list of new shows and things in March. And leading up to that point, we're just doing different series and showcases of topics that we feel are going to be important to bring a great dynamic to your life for the year. And what better way to do it with our media host personality, Jazzy Jones, kicking off the Bearheads Dream Wedding Expo at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Yes.
So, you know, we've had the privilege of visiting quite a few bridal expos over the last few weeks, and it's going to be a year of high-level activity when it comes to weddings. And I got to say probably every year, but this year it seems a little bit different because I think we're more involved as attendees, we're more involved as a provider and a facilitator, Jazzy, correct?
Correct. We have, as Sunny stated, been to several places. She said last night on the show that we were stalkers of great vendors, and it was hilarious when she said that because I'm like, no, we didn't know we didn't. And she was like, yeah, we were. We have stalked on the nice side. Let me just say that. We're really, just let me say, I appreciate you guys joining us again tonight. This is a beautiful topic, especially for 2014. Weddings of all kinds are just coming out of the woodworks. It seems like, you know, every other day, every day, from so many different people. We're hearing, oh, my God, I got engaged. And we're right in that season from December through February. We usually, as planners and event planners, we hear so many wonderful congratulatories that we're able to say to couples when they are saying, finally, he proposed, she proposed, you know. So we're really excited to be in an industry where we can see smiles and we can see love and feel the passion between two people who love each other. So that in itself is something to be excited about. Me personally, being able to facilitate a wedding expo for all couples at the Georgia World Congress Center June 15th, 2014 is a dream come true. If I can't give anything else, I definitely want to see somebody smile. If I can smile and they can smile back, then we have done each other a service. So we have been busy, but we've been happy busy. We've been really excited for the things that we're doing and the people that we're meeting. We have met the most fantastic people. In the last year doing this show, it's just been, you know, it's been incredible because we've been exposed to many lives and many stories that we've been able to share with you. And it's so beautiful when we can walk into places like Silk Plaza, or we can walk into Hyatt Hotel, and, you know, we can create studios wherever we are, and, you know, and be out in the city, in the community, and just we can broadcast. And we've had so many people come up to us saying, oh, my God, this was awesome. This was great. You know, can I be a part of your show? I remember we did a show last year in North Carolina. We were on site at one of the hotels, and they just were so gracious to our radio network. And people were walking up saying, can I be on the show? And they were our live audience. So we get a great opportunity, even with this wedding expo, to do the same thing. We don't always want to be – we have a great studio, but it's out in Southbridge. And so everybody doesn't always want to travel out that direction. So we get to come into town and, you know, go on site to people's locations. So we're bringing loudmouthradio.com and network to the Georgia World Congress Center, to the Bare Heads Dream Wedding Expo. And we're really excited. And I wanted to be able to give back to such a grand producer. So we are hosting, sponsoring this series this week just to let all of the new engaged and the re-engaged and the figured it out that I really love this person. We are giving advice, not just from us, because what do we know but a little bit. We're giving it to you from the best of the best, from the vendors themselves, from
planners,
the magazine blogs, the magazines, the blogs, the planners, the cameramen, the videographers, and just a host of people who have said, this is how we would like to be a better help to those that are engaged, and this is how we do it in our business. So tonight's show, we're going to talk about finding the right vendor, finding the right venue, and give you just, you know, a couple of points. Tonight's show won't be as long as last night's show. We wanted to give you a grand opening, and we did that with a bang. That's what she meant by heavy. We just had a bunch of conversation from
It was
great.
We laid it on thick. That's what I said. It was heavy, like laid it on thick. Holly's on the line with us, too. Am I correct?
Hi, Holly. Maybe not.
Oh, she's trying to.
I don't know. Holly did her Sex and the City voice last night. She might not try to come on the show again tonight. No, she's coming on. We're going to wait for her to come on just a few minutes. But, you know, we definitely want to always stay in tune with great people in the industry. And Holly is with Life's Dream Events, or Life's Events Dream. Oh, I just messed up her whole name. She's going to kill me.
Life Dreams, Events, and Weddings.
She's gonna kill me. She's gonna totally kill me, and that's okay. I'm like a cartoon character. I just come back the next day, so it's okay. But Holly is a fantastic wedding and events planner. She's working with us with Bareheads Dream Wedding Expo this year, and hopefully we will not overcrowd her mind with all of the things and expectations and desires we have with this expo, and she will just hang in there with us for, you know, a lifetime. She's amazing. She has great ideas. so patient, and that says a lot when you're dealing with somebody who has many, 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 many things that I would like to see at this event. But it's going to be great. We already have some phenomenal vendors that are coming in with us during this expo, very professional, extremely talented, and, you know, the cakes and caterers are just, whew, making me fatter each day. I need to now find my personal trainer and watch him work out because I'm really not going to work out with him.
Oh, yeah, that's important too, right?
But at least I can pretend that all of these vendors are not making me fat. But they are good at what they do, and we're so glad to have them on board with us and bring in all of their specialities to each and every one of our engaged couples. We have a lot of people that got engaged last year that have already, you know, sent us some questions from what do I do, where do I go, do you know a good planner, what about my dress? And so we try to blog as much as we can on, I know on our website, BareHeadsWeddingExpo.com, we have a blog that kind of gives you some ideas of what you can do to help you better along with your wedding planning and just your frustrations. You know, we have a couple of stories in there that says, yeah, I don't know what I should be doing, and it's okay. I know Holly also has on her page ideas, and she has tons of photos of weddings and events that she's done, so she's able to give you some expert advice in that area. But we do have other people who have written in and given us ideas as well as asked questions, and we encourage you to do that tonight. We encourage you to call in. The phone number
and
is
make sure
3.
You guys hit the 1 on your keyboard, on your keypad, and we do have somebody in queue. And we have some callers that's coming in queue. And before I bring those callers in, I just want to take the time to recognize some of our media partners. Okay, that's all right.
I was giving
I'm
the phone number.
Out,
she just walked right all over top of that. But, okay, you know, she's the producer. She can do that. Okay, go right ahead.
Well, hey, we want to just make sure that our listeners know Jazzy was getting it in, and I'm not mad at it, but our studio line is 347-826-7520. And we're right here ready to talk to you tonight. So we're going to open up the phone lines in just a sec. And we just want to take this time to recognize some of our partners. Gray's Limousine Service, located at 1950 Spectrum Circle in Marietta, is providing you with the greatest packages for your prom, wedding, special event, transportation services, corporate needs. You can actually contact them at 770-687-8993. They're online at grayslimos.com. And they actually have some great promotional offers for our listeners. Right now, if you actually book a five-hour time period, you'll get an hour free for your prom or wedding, for prom wedding promotion. If you book by May 31st, 2014, with a deposit, that offer would be good all the way up until December 2015. So now is the time to secure that. And for all our listeners that are listening in tonight or even beyond, pick up and drop off services available. I think this is a great service that Gray Limousine offers. As you know, a lot of times limousine companies, they'll have you book out for so many hours of a block, and then you can't really do anything other than that. These guys have something that's very unique in the market where they'll actually charge you $160 each way, where they'll pick you up and drop you off. So if you have a big gap of time in between the time you need to be picked up and dropped off, you can kind of make a flat rate for $160 each way. And with them, this service, you actually can get 10% off by mentioning that you heard the actual advertisement on Loudmouth Radio. And you're able to take advantage of that promotion now. And there's no expiration for that actual promotion. We also want to recognize Alexander Ballroom and Catered Events that provides private parties, baby showers, luncheon, catering for weddings, and more. They have a beautiful facility in Middle Georgia at 3670 Eisenhower Parkway, Suite 310 in Macon, Georgia. 5,700 square feet, can hold 350 people seated, 500 people standing. They offer full catering and decor, and you can contact them at 478-254-2487. So what we want to do is make sure that you're able to contact them. They're also on Facebook under Alexander Ballroom. And we also want to recognize Destiny's Boutique. a beautiful boutique that is located right in Warner Robins, Georgia, in Middle Georgia. And they're located at 500 Wilson Drive, Suite B in Centerville, Georgia, right off of I-75 on exit 146. And they're available Tuesday through Saturday. Full service for you to be able to get your full wedding attire, prom attire. They have a beautiful salon for bridesmaids, dresses, flower girls, tuxedos, jewelry, headpieces, and more. So make sure you contact them as well. And they're available online at mydestinysboutique.com. They're also on Twitter and Instagram under that same name, and also on Facebook under Destiny's Boutique. So we have had some great people, like I said, align with us, and I'm going to just mention one more. Something New Events Atlanta. They have five beautiful country clubs located in Metro Atlanta, Suwanee, Lawrenceville, Smellville, Johns Creek, and Canton, Marietta, Georgia, which is providing full event planning, event coordination, decor, and all venues offer full-service catering and beverages. Their Snellville location allows outside catering on Fridays and Sundays, and they're doing a great promotion. So visit them online at Something New Events by Sandy.com and check them out online. They have Facebook as well as Twitter. So I want to bring, we got some people in queue. I want to bring some live callers in and welcome them on to Loudmouth Radio. Carly, you're live with us. How are you doing? Carly,
hello.
You there?
Hello.
Ms. Stewart, I think.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Loudmouth Radio. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh.
How are you doing?
Okay. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Who is this? Is this Justin?
Hello?
Hello,
yeah,
caller.
Can you hear?
Yes, it's me. Hey.
Hey there. It sounds like we got a groom-to-be on the line.
Oh, yeah, in a couple months. It's okay, but I'm hold on.
Oh, my.
Groom-to-be, have a kid on the way.
It sounds like we have a young groom-to-be.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I'm all the feelings.
Where are you calling from, Justin?
I'm calling from Boston.
You're calling from Boston? Do me a favor. Try to speak up as close as you can to your mouthpiece so we can hear you clearly.
All right.
So when are you getting married?
We're trying to get married sometime in the summer. Going to go to Cape Cod. If anybody in the Boston area or if anybody knows where Cape Cod is, it's like a little bitty mini island. It's really nice.
Cape Cod is nice.
So thinking about doing it there. We haven't
thought
of it yet.
So you are just in the beginning process, which is what this show is about tonight. And for those of you that I'm going to give you a little tidbit and a little insight, this is my youngest son. He has the most fantastic fiance. She's already my daughter, so to even say that she's about to be or that she's my daughter-in-law is just ridiculous. But you guys are the perfect couple example that this show is about, because you did the engagement, gave her this beautiful ring, and he gave her a pearl and diamond ring, correct?
Yes. By Mickey Moto.
He was so excited. He sent me the picture and was like, "Mom, what do you think?" And I went crazy, because most people don't think about, you know, other jewels. They just only think about diamonds. And I thought it was really sweet of a young man thinking about a pearl diamond to give to his fiance. So what this show really is about is from last night we went from planning to – I mean, from proposing to the planning part, to finding a really good planner, you know, letting them walk you through all of the details. Well, you're very fortunate because you actually have a mom that's a planner, so I can help you out if you want it, but I'm not one of those moms that has to push it on you. But tonight's show is about finding your vendors and finding your venue. So,
you know, finding your church or finding your barn. Barns are the really hot item.
Yeah, I know
item.
There's a lot of little far-off places that are starting to get a lot of momentum as far as hosting weddings.
A lot of rustic and vintage weddings and finding your officiant that's going to do your service or your ceremony, and just really finding out what you want and where you want to go is the first steps. So I know you guys already have the officiant because LaSanta's dad is a minister, so you've already got that covered.
Yes.
Right? Well, mm-hmm. she would be an excellent photographer, but she's in the wedding, so she can't do it. So, you know, finding the people that you want to have in the wedding or be a part of your wedding and make it a special day is really key. The number one thing is deciding on where you want to have it and knowing how much you want to spend on being realistic. Yeah, being realistic about what you want to spend, Justin, is what most newly engaged couples don't do. They go in it and saying, oh, yeah, we want to have a wedding, and we want it to be beautiful, and we want it big, and we want it this, but then not having the finances to get those dreams, you have to then go back to the board and say, well, you know, what is it that we have to have that will make our day special that we would never forget, and let's concentrate on that and some of the other things. Justin, are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay. I know you have that little man in the back. Mr. Isaiah is very busy. Your son, my grandson. So, you know, we are very understanding. But, you know, really digging your heels in and saying, what is our dreams for our wedding? Once you have established that, then you go down the list of vendors and then you begin to ask the questions, the important questions that all couples need to ask your vendor. You know, can we have children? There is a big one when you already have kids. And some places will tell you, no, you can't bring the kids. Or if you do bring the kids, you can only have so many, you know, and that may or may not work for you. Maybe you don't want the kids involved, but knowing you guys like I do, you will want to. So it's many things that you want to go down your checklist. I know Sunny, our producer, has some ideas of and some checklists of what each couple should do, and we kind of went over those on last night's show, but we'll go over some more of those. I know we have one of the photographers here, not photographers, one of our DJs here is planning to call in and tell us his ideas of what he wants to share with, you know, upcoming couples.
I mean, what me and LaSanta have been thinking about, I mean, we really don't want a really huge wedding. And most people, I mean, not to say we don't want our families there, that's not what I'm saying. It's like we don't want a really big wedding. We want, you know, something small, you know, definitely the parents mm-hmm. and brothers and, you know, sisters and stuff like that. And to have it really small, maybe on a beach or maybe on, like, looking over a cliff and have that.
Oh,
and
that would be nice. That sounds nice.
It's really more so spiritual, more so just, it's not about, you know, trying to be fancy. It's about more so, you know, I love you, you love me, and I want to marry you. So, and then after that, maybe, you know, a couple weeks later, then we can have, you know, like a big reception where, you know, everybody can come and then maybe party or whatever, listen to music and dance. But the first part, the most important part to me is getting married. All the other stuff is...
And you know, spoken from a very wise young man. Very wise young man. But that's a great idea honestly, I think it's a great idea for all couples, but a lot of times you get so caught up in the wedding, the busyness of things, you miss that I'm marrying you and I love you and I want to just be with you.
Sorry to cut it short. I have to go do some important things real quick. So sorry.
No, it's okay. Keep listening, and we'll just mute you out.
All right, we'll do. Love you guys.
Love you. Kiss my grandson, and we'll talk some more tips, but just keep listening in, and you'll find out some great things.
great. And Jazzy, we do have someone that also in queue with us online. Carla, I'm going to bring you in just a second. Thank you, Justin, for listening in and giving his perspective of, from a young groom who wants to have an intimate wedding. And what we're going to do, I'm going to open up this line for our other caller. Carla, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. How are you all tonight?
We're doing well.
Fantastic.
Who is this?
This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Jazzy.
We have the pleasure of having one of the world's greatest makeup artists.
Exactly.
Mr. Alex Lucas, how are you?
I am doing well tonight. It is such a pleasure to hear you all on the air, and I'm so proud of you all.
Oh, my God. I'm so honored. I feel so – you guys, audience, you just don't even know. Sunny didn't even do it justice. He's the best makeup artist in the whole universe. And not only that, but he is such a wonderful person. And to have you grace our lines, I mean, I'm just almost falling on the floor. This is great.
Thank you so much for those accolades. You all been talking about weddings tonight, and it's just really, really important that people understand. I think one important thing about weddings, and because I am a makeup artist, that you can never retake the pictures.
Thank you.
And it is a one-shot deal. This is the one and only time in your life that you'll be having this beautiful celebration, and not to have a makeup artist on board who knows how to do wedding makeup for weddings and photo is disgusting to all the money that you're spending on gowns, venues, anything you have to do with the wedding. Because if the pictures, if you don't look good in your pictures, then they really don't show you what that day really was about and how beautiful it could have been.
I think, you know, definitely you're right. I said last night on the show, from the words of one of the photographers that's working with us on our giveaway for our Yes, My Bald is Beautiful contest, she said, you know, it's so funny that everybody will spend all of the money on all of the other things, and all of the other things are really, really important. They are. They make your wedding day be the wedding day. But at the end of that day, when you get those pictures back and you have not invested enough in your pictures, number one, you don't have quality and you're angry. But you're right. If you don't have that shine taken off and that picture comes back from the sun and you're looking a little bit like, what is that glare? And you haven't had the right makeup artist, didn't have the right makeup,
You know?
I'm telling you, looking like you're doing some productions that you didn't plan on doing. And so you're absolutely right. So when should a person, because we talked about last night some of the vendors that are not, they're not thought about until way late in the game. I know our limo driver was like, I'm way on the bottom pole. A DJ that I was speaking to today said, yep, they don't think about the DJ. So what do you think about the makeup artist? Where do you think you fall in line in that thought process?
Well, you know, a lot of people may have a year to plan a wedding. And I think it was within 8 months of your wedding, if you can go in and try your first makeup artist out at that time, I think that you allowed yourself enough time. And the reason why I'm saying 8 months, or I should say 8 to 6 months, is because makeup artists' calendars typically will book up on the weekends quickly.
Right.
So if you have any type of clientele, I have had people want to book weddings with me a year in advance. And I'm like, I can't do it because I don't know what other obligations I might have because I do travel.
So, for me,
I need to know 6 months out before I'll actually put it on my book with the contract. But if 6 months out you choose your makeup artist, then you'll have enough time to say, okay, I can try a few people and then give them that window of 3 months to book them.
Right. That makes sense. But people don't think about different ones. I know in the last 2 months, I've had so many brides go, do you know a good makeup artist? And I'm always going, Alex Lucas. Do you know a great makeup? That would be Alex Lucas. Hold on, let me give you his website.
You know, and you just do such great work. I have seen your work on, you know, the models. I've seen your work on just, you know, things that you've done for community outreach, and it's just always looked, whether it's, you know, how you have the runways and it's just overdone, even your overdone looks natural, if that makes any sense. Yeah. You never yes, do makeup where it's just, what in the world are you doing? Why would you do that? It's always.
Hey, guys, we got a call. I want to see what somebody has to say so they can join in. Caller, you're live with us on Loud Mouth.
Hello? Okay, maybe they didn't get a chance to come
in. We lost them. They dropped in. So, call if you can come back in or if you just want to listen in, no problem. We'll be right here.
So, Alex, what is the average cost of wedding makeup?
Prices do vary from packages. Say that a makeup artist just to come in and do the dry will probably start somewhere around $150.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly will skyrocket from there.
Okay. Okay, so
right.
That's pretty standard.
Pretty standard. I'm higher, but what I offer my brides is a whole different package than just trying
right.
to do their makeup. So.
But, darling, you're fabulous, so of course.
Thank you.
And then if you know, like Alex, we're having the Bareheads with Dream Wedding Expo. If you came in, and this is not to plug you to come in, because I know if you can, you always will, but if it's an expo type of thing where you're doing the fashion show, you're doing, you know, backstage and all of this, what timeline, if somebody wanted you to do that, because, you know, now we've gone from wedding expo to wedding expo, and we see so many, and, you know, some people do ask, do you know, because I had somebody who didn't show up and that wasn't so reliable, what would you start at, or do you know the basic start at prices if somebody were to do that?
Depending on the makeup artist and their experience, I'd say, you know, day rates probably be what most makeup artists would try to charge, because you're dealing with such a large number of people. You know, you really start having to break things out about like, how much is the artist getting paid per hour.
Right.
So I would say it would really depend on what the maximum amount of hours are going to be, and most professional salaries are going to start at about $75 an hour.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, which is more than fair. And I mean, even if, and it goes up, of course.
Right.
But you know, so many people want great work, but they don't even know where. Where would a person? Like, okay, I'm blue. Like, my son just called in, and he's starting from ground up. If it, you know, where would I go? Who would I look for? What would be your suggestion if they didn't know you? Like, if you weren't on this,
right.
Of course, we would have already plugged you. But
right.
If they didn't know you, where would they go? Would they just go to the mall? Would they, you know, start a search online?
Most people will go to the mall. And I'd say be very, very careful in who you select if you are going to go with someone that you do meet there. I think it is a great place to start because there are a lot of makeup artists that are really, really good that work in retail. And I even still do it myself some, too, because it really keeps you fresh, and that's what I like about it in recommending them. The thing that you may have to worry about is you make sure that you get a trial with them first to make sure that they can do your makeup. But it probably is the quickest and easiest way to get to sample more than one artist in a location that, I mean, really feels comfortable, and it can be somewhat, you know, fast to get it done. So that would be my first recommendation. Then the second one would be, really, how I get most of my business. Ask people around you that you know, do they know makeup artists, and then try to see if you can go to their websites and see their work. And then once you've done that, you know, just start making choices that way. I think that the networking process that, you know, you've got friends who've gotten married. You've got some person you probably know who absolutely has beautiful makeup, but it doesn't mean that that's the way you want your makeup to look. But they may know someone else because they do travel the circle where they're buying more makeup probably than other people are. So that would be the other recommendation, too. So
okay.
Yeah.
And then the last question that I have, should they expect to pay when they go to the mall, or, you know, we've networked, and now somebody told me to call Alex Lucas, and I call you and I say, hey, I'm having a wedding, but, you know, I don't know what type of makeup I want. I know here are my colors, but what should I look like? When they do that, what would be your next step for them?
Well, now here's the thing. In all fairness, nothing in life is free.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize that piece of it, if you go and do a trial with a makeup artist at a in retail,
mm-hmm.
most retailers will not allow that person to take tips.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want?
Which I think is crazy.
Well, I think it's crazy too. But I always take them. I always take them, and you know, I tell the client, well, look, if you're going to give me something, then you know, put it in a card. Or and discuss it with them prior to, you know, if they
mm-hmm.
ask about, you know, if there any type of gratuity. And I think when you receive good service, I think that you should realize that this person is going to come forward. If a person comes to me and asks me to do a trial for them, I charge them the same thing I'm going to charge them to do their makeup if I were coming to them.
Okay.
Because there is no less amount of time or skill or makeup that goes into that application that the price
mm-hmm.
is reduced.
Okay. Okay.
So,
that makes sense, though.
Yeah,
it's like hairstylists when they say, let me give you a trim, but your scissors have touched every single piece of your hair. What's the difference in a trim and a cut? It's just the difference in the effort. But
exactly. Or the amount of, like, the amount of hair. So it's like, you know, I'm going to put on you the same thing. So, but typically, I typically have pretty good vibes on if I'm going to get the wedding or not. Then
mm-hmm.
I'll approach the situation with, okay, well, this is what I'll do for a trial. If you decide to book me, then I might take X off of the wedding price.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
You know, but it's all about a negotiation thing. And I think that's the great thing about, you know,
Absolutely.
Being independent contractors. We can, you know, you have a standard true enough that you may charge. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
once you build a rapport with someone professionally, you'll realize, too, that, you know, we all get something out of the deal.
Exactly.
And I absolutely love weddings. So, like, for me, it's a pleasure to be able to do them, and to be asked to be a part of them and to be a part of that memory is a wonderful
mm-hmm.
responsibility that I take on. So you're not just paying for the makeup that I do, but the fact that I love doing it and I want to be a part of what that
right.
looks like.
Right. You get to be a part of the passion of the day.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Oh, look, I just want to be like, I'm done with talking on the show. Hey, Alex.
I cannot wait until the next opportunity I get to see you all. I do look forward to that.
I know. We got to schedule that outside of the show, but this has been such a wonderful opportunity for you to share this and your expertise with our audience. You have done, and guys, this is a celebrity stylist. He doesn't even have to say that, but he's the makeup artist, stylist, artist. His artwork is amazing. He's just a one of a kind, and if you have the opportunity to book him, please, please, please do, because he is just worth every single penny.
Well,
Alex, thank you so much, my love.
Thank you, my love. And may I give you my website right quick?
You may
please,
do
go
so,
ahead.
Please.
Social media as well.
My website is alexlucasatlanta.com, and that's alexlucasatlanta.com. And you can look me up on Instagram at alxlucas. So that's Alex Lucas with no E. I took the entertainment out of my Instagram.
Oh, excuse me. I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
You all, thank you.
It's
been a pleasure. And I'm glad to get an opportunity to share this time with you all.
Thank you, baby.
So much.
Appreciate
thank
you
so
much.
Thanks for, thanks
right,
for tuning in
and
sharing.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Wow.
Okay, Alex is, he'll be able to listen to us for the duration and remainder of the actual broadcast. Wasn't that a joy?
That was such a surprise. I like those kind of surprises. Those
Dad's
are my
face lit up. She was like, "Oh my God!"
Yes, yes. You know what? It's good when you have good. You know, it's good when you have good people that do good work. That's the thing to me, and that's really what this show is about. We don't want to bring you people who talk good, but they aren't good to you. And Alex just says he's a gem, and to give his expertise and to teach us. And you know, even if he wasn't doing makeup, what he said is standard. It's standard for vendors. It's standard for your DJ. It's standard for your photographer, your caterer, and so forth and so on. Be mindful that you're going to, one, get what you pay for. Unless somebody is gifting you something, you know, because they love you and they just want to give you something that's grand, if you don't pay for grand, you're not going to get grand. You just aren't. You're going to get $2 worth of makeup. You're going to get, you know, a $2 hairdo. If that's what you pay for, people are going to put that much effort into it, unless they are of a different caliber where they just are passionate about giving. So be careful when you are choosing somebody. Like you said, take the time out to try different people. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been going from show to show looking at all these different people, and, you know, we'll say, wait a minute, we need to take time and think about it. And granted, vendors want to get paid. They want the job, but they understand that it is a process of making sure that you line up with them and that they line up with you so that they can give you the best work for your day.
Exactly. And I think that what's most important, I think we kind of acknowledged this last night on air on the first broadcast, like just like how we're doing, you know, there's this tendency sometimes that people go to the bridal shows, especially when they get in there, just to win stuff. But really and truly, you're supposed to take that platform to allow yourself to get acquainted with the vendors and get to know about their services. You know, these people are spending money to be there and to present to the general public what they're able to do and what they offer. And, you know, a lot of times there's a multitude of vendors. So I suggest you get there early and definitely try to collect as much information and try to have as much dialogue and conversation with the vendor. And in doing that will give you an opportunity to learn more about the people that is before you. And once you do that, I think it helps for you to make a better decision on all the areas that you need to fulfill to secure your day.
Right.
And I'm going to get some quick wedding facts, and then I'm going to go to a commercial break.
Wait. Before you say that, let me cap on something that you said. Mm-hmm. When you're coming to the show, can you bring your checkbook? I'm going to say that 3,000 times.
Bring
your valid
card,
checkbook, your credit card, your PayPal account, your cash. Because these vendors are so good at what they do. The majority of people are not just, you know, paying hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to get a booth and then to have you come and win something from them. It's a disrespect. And, you know, you're not taking your wedding seriously. I'm not saying don't come to win stuff, because, of course, who doesn't want to win things?
That's a perk
of the reason you're coming. If you really come with the mindset that you're looking for your caterer, it is an opportunity for you to come to shows. Or, you know, they sometimes not huge shows. Sometimes you have one-on-one vendor and the guests come and sit down and you're able to really talk candid about what it is you want. It's a great opportunity to find different ones to choose from. I would suggest find about three people at a show and say, okay, I love these two. I kind of like that one. And, you know, weed them out until it makes a fit for you. Bring your money so that you'll be done with your wedding in one day.
Because I'm going to tell you what, a lot of the vendors, when they come to these shows, they're already slicing their prices to accommodate the opportunity to get that business that day. And I'm going to tell you another good thing about this. You got to realize that not only are they putting money to come in, but they're also an investment. You know, when you take your money and say, look, you know you're going to get married. You're going to need cake. You're going to need dresses. You're going to need flowers. You're going to need a planner. You're going to need videography. You're going to need photography. You're saying basically, I'm taking this money, and I'm wanting you to invest in my dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is
that's a good way to put it.
You got to take the time and say, look, you know, you're the person that ultimately has an idea. You may not be able to see it all the way through. If you're like me, I see things very clear for the most part, but then other people can give you some aspects that can help to enhance, you know, what you can do. And sometimes, you know, when you take the time to get to know more about them and you're just as equally in tune into them, they'll say, you know what, maybe I can do even adding this. Our planner, Holly Rodriguez, she has time and time again where she has brides that want things, and, you know, there's going to be what you start at the beginning. I guarantee you what starts at the beginning is not going to be totally what you have at the end. There's
going
to be something that's going
right.
to be added.
You change
you're gonna
it.
Have, you're going to adjust things. You're going to want to add things. So when you have situations like that, a lot of times if you're doing good by them, paying them on time, being on time for appointments, you're showing respect to them and their service, they'll bend over backwards for you. And 9 times out of 10, they'll give you 10 times more than
mm-hmm.
what you're paying for.
Mm-hmm.
If they're truly a good vendor, you know.
Right.
We've been very fortunate to make some great alliances with people. A lot of the
uh-huh.
people you're hearing today on air that are advertising, doing these broadcasts, have taken the time to speak candidly about their business. They've spent quite a bit of money on material, on marketing material. So, you know, if you're not going to use somebody, don't pick up their stuff off their table. You know, I'm just going to give y'all a one-on-one. If you're not going to use them or at least give the card, you know, if you already know that person, you're in jail with them, and it's okay because not everybody's for you. But if that person, you know, started out and then something happened along the way and it didn't feel too good, you know, just be polite and say, you know, thanks, I'll be in touch. And then if you still take their card because you don't want to appear to be rude, give it to somebody else or put it on another table, let somebody else pick it up. Don't just
You're
pray.
Hilarious.
I ain't telling you no lie. You go outside, you got people stuff all over the ground.
All over the ground.
Flyers and business cards don't got
And
they
spent so much money.
Yes. You know, everybody don't use this to print. I'm going to be honest. I don't, you know, I'm being for real.
Oh, you're dirty.
And I'm being serious now. We're being straight up. You know, even with VistaPrint, you got to pay for shipping. But, you know, really think about it. You know, that's just like, what if I took your save the date and I tossed it around? You know, you paid, you took time to put that stuff together, and you want people to want to, you know, take the time to look at what you got to say. So I love y'all audience. I'm not being a bully about it at all, but I'm really saying this because I look at these people's eyes that are coming in with high expectation to get the results that they want, and I equally see
right.
the same desire in the eyes of the people who are, I mean, if y'all just walk into an expo, look at the people in their eyes. Just look at them. You can't see them trying to draw you. They be looking at, they be staring at you. You can see that. You can see the back of their head, right? Their eyes be looking all big and they smiling. And then if you really know you don't want to go over there, you try to play it off and act like you don't know them. They'll hear them talking to you, so you just keep on walking.
No, you give them the Heisman. You give them the Heisman. No, I'm good.
I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that happened to us last week. We went to a show in Macon, and there was a very nice, intimate setting. There was quite a few vendors in there.
Oh, it was awesome
and
with Old Brides Magazine, yeah.
Yeah, I tried to touch as many people as I possibly could, and you never know what you'll find when you really take the time and flow through. Now, you have some shows with so many people, you don't touch everybody. But, you know, the other side is those who you really, you know, I think you should go with a list of your must-haves
right.
that day. And then the other things will be, like, alternative things that, like, you know, could be the most pressing or things that you like, okay, well, if I can find a deal today or somebody's in a position to work with me, maybe I can go ahead and secure them too. Don't be afraid to ask, will you take a deposit? Don't be afraid to ask, well, look, I'm on a budget. My budget is funny. But I want this, and this is what I want to do. So don't be intimidated.
Yeah,
because
they're going to tell you what. They're going to tell you if they can work with that. And if it's a really great vendor, vendors are going to say, well, I don't do that, but I can refer you to. Now, these are the good ones. I can refer you to someone that can fit within your budget because you have some people that will go, this is why questions are important. And we're pushing expos right now for you engaged couples to at least go to one. The reason being is because if you don't know where to start and you are looking for the first of all to find a good wedding planner, you have all of your vendors in one place. And you will at least get to
get a chance to start the initial questions. You will get their information. That's why I'm laughing at Sunny when she says don't take the information. You have to take the information, but respect the information.
No, don't misunderstand me. I wasn't saying don't take the people's stuff and you know you ain't got no intention on using it.
And you throw it in the trash. But at least look at the information, and that way you will be able to choose a vendor. And mind you, for those that are not familiar with the word vendor, it just means you're choosing the business person that you want to use. So if you're choosing your cake, your caterer, your dress, bridal salon, you're choosing whomever it is that you want or whatever it is that you want for your wedding, then you're going to take the time to get to know them and get to, you know, go to their website. Alex gave us his website. Last night we gave you all of the information and the websites of our advertisers, our limo company. We gave you our caterer. We gave you our dressmaker. We gave you events. So we gave you all of the information for all of the vendors that came on to our show and even our announcements tonight. Go to their website. Look at what they're offering. Hopefully they have a great website that can give you the warm and fuzzies, that give you the information that you need to make you say, I want to give you a chance. At least I want to sit down and book an appointment to taste your cake or to talk to you or book you to, you know, to do my makeup. But, guys, if you don't go into one area, then that means you have to spend time going from one to the other. You have to go and look at all the cake people. You have to go look at all of the wedding dress people or the tux or the ring people. So you want to try your best to at least to get to one or two shows. And most of the shows will have videos of past shows, or they will have so much information to tell you about upcoming shows or upcoming things and vendors that they're going to have, that you get a really good feel of who it is that you might want to see when you get there. Or exactly, you're looking for certain things that you saw in a video from somebody else. It's really important to take the time to come out, because they're there for you. They're there to answer all of the questions that you have. And trust me, when you are getting engaged for the first time, you have a ton of questions. Even Justin,
yes,
my son who called, he's new in the game, never been married before, great man, great fiance, great dad, and a dad-to-be. You know, he's young, and he's going to be a young husband. What are some of the things that he needs to know? Well, all of your vendors at your shows are going to be able to give you, hopefully, those answers. I know for us at Bearhead's Dream Wedding Expo at the Georgia World Congress Center this year, what we are doing is being extremely selective in the vendors that we have there, not because we're uppity or snootish, but because we are expecting you, the vendors, to give to our engaged couples, all couples, that have all type of lifestyles, all type of dreams, all type of hopes for their wedding. We want you to give them answers, and we want you to give those answers with a smile, like they say, a Coke and a smile. They need to be greeted like they are the first customer each and every time, down from all the way from morning to the last 4 o'clock customer. Should still be, that engaged couple should still be treated like, oh my God, I am so glad that you're at our table. And so we're really being very selective in the vendors. Of course, we want you to be vendors, but, you know, if we say, hey, I'm sorry, but we have enough, you know, of one category, it's because we're not money hungry, but we're extremely hungry for good service and making sure that each couple is getting the service, the good, passionate, caring service that they should be getting, and so that they will want to book you. We're keeping it small and intimate as far as how many people we get per category. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We have a dynamic fashion show that we're planning. We're doing the giveaway wedding for our Yes, My Ball is Beautiful contest. And, guys, that contest ends on January 30th. So if you have not put your video in, you will not have the opportunity to be chosen. So get it in. You can go to BearheadsWeddingExpo.com. Put in that video. Well, you can get the information on the video and tell you how to submit it. It's 2 minutes or less. You would have to have lost your hair due to a disease or disorder. We've chosen one disease, cancer disorder. It's alopecia. If you've lost your hair directly from being affected by those, we're going to allow you to submit a video so that we can give you a dream wedding. And when I tell you the sponsors are coming in droves, it is unbelievable. We have dresses. We have suits. We have a hair makeup dream team that's coming in to do that for the backstage. We have, oh, my God, it's limo service. We have cakes and rings. It's just amazing. It's been a great outpour of gifts that have been donated to the winning couple. So I'm excited. I'm so excited that people are taking the time to just call in and say, wait, I want to be a part of that. We've had some volunteers that have gone on from last night's show to say, hey, I want to be a part of that. So you can do that also on the website. Many, many, many things are going on with this. And, you know, we can almost not catch up, but we've been equipped with the desire to do it. So I know we're going to be equipped to see it through. And it's just going to be such a great success. So I'm going to shut up so we can give our kudos to our advertisers and our media partners.
My good Lord, water break.
Okay. Okay, done.
Okay, my goodness. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, everything she's saying is so true. And, you know, when you have such a huge event like this, there's so many different parameters. So imagine having to not only deal with the actual facilitation of everything, but providing a wedding for a couple that is well-deserving. So we're excited about it. And once again, we want to make sure that you're aware of the expo. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center, June 15, 2014. That's a Sunday. And it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful day. And it's in Building B in partnership with the Georgia World Congress Center. And you're definitely going to see some of our vendors and sponsors there, such as Gray's Limousine, who's offering our listeners the opportunity to utilize their services for pickup and drop-off services. And I'm going to tell you what's so cool about that. If you need to make a limo run, I remember when, and this was something that was so impressive on me, I shared this with Mr. Gray when we met last week, a couple weeks ago. I remember when I was going to play professionally overseas, and I had a tryout. I think it was a WNBA tryout, one of my first tryouts. And a friend of mine by the name of Sharon Smith, she's Joe Smith. I used to play for the Atlanta Hawks, his oldest sister. When I was in Savannah, she was a dear heart. She was rooting for me. She did a great service, and it was like my first experience actually being picked up by a Lincoln Town car, and the limousine picked me up and chartered me to the airport. And what was so great about it was it wasn't just a ride from my door to 20 minutes away. I was in Savannah, and because of the flight and the quickness I had to act, I could not get a flight out of Savannah. So I flew out of Jacksonville. So I actually was taken by car from Savannah down to Jacksonville. It was like a 2-hour, just the smoothest ride. You're talking about like, like 20 years old or something like that. And just the fact that somebody took that time to think enough for me to allow me to have that type of experience, it left a lasting impression on me. So for me, I'm just at this point where if anything else I could say that I think is just a great asset to have is the drive experience. So Gray's Limousine, they offer this great service. It's a pickup and drop-off service for your wedding, your party, event, if you just need corporate transportation. They only charge $160 each way, and they're giving our listeners 10% off with the mention of Loud Mouth Radio. So if any of you guys are in need of a service, you know, and don't let it just, you know, sometimes you need to just bend a little bit, experience life. If you want to go out with the girls or hang out with your boys, call in to Gray's Limousine and allow them to bring you wherever you want to go. All everybody group up together and get it in. So I recommend them. The gentleman, their staff is excellent. You can reach them at 770-687-8993 at grayslimos.com. You can reach them right there online. And they also are providing a 5-hour block that you book for your prom or wedding, and you'll get an hour free. So if you book between now and May 31st of 2014 with a deposit, you can actually take advantage of that offer all the way up until December 2015.
Which is awesome.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are in the Middle Georgia, South Atlanta area, South Georgia, and you want to have a special event, you want to have a private party, a baby shower, a luncheon, a wedding, you know, Super Bowl's coming up. I know they've done some Super Bowl's parties down at Dynamic. Alexander Ballroom and Catered Events is located at 3670 Eisenhower Parkway in Suite 310 in Macon. They provide full catering and decor. 5,700 square feet is a lot of space. And Jazzy and I
went
down
there. That's a lot. Yeah, it's nice.
And when I tell you, you guys can do the wobble like 50 times and don't touch nobody. That's just how
you
can kick
are
out
nuts.
And jump. Do a handstand. It's big in there, okay? 350 seated spacing. They have the table rounds, so you can have a full course meal or 500 standing plus in that location. And you can contact them at 478-254-2487. You can connect with them on Facebook at Alexander Ballroom.
Mm-hmm. And she can
and,
cook, guys. She can
yes,
cook.
Donnie Stewart.
Yes, Lord, they get it in.
We went down there for a tasting, and they just served me right on up real good, brought me four or five different kinds of cakes. I felt real good and plump after I got up off the table.
I told y'all I'm gaining weight. I told you.
There is perks to this thing, okay? I do this for the love, but I love to eat. Okay?
Yes, yes, indeed.
And then we want to recognize something, new events. Guys, let me tell y'all something amazing that took place. If you didn't hear the actual episode last night, you can actually go back to our feed on loudmouthradio.com,
mm-hmm.
Loudmouth with two Ds, and here's something fantastic that took place. We actually had a multitude of business owners who were talking about all these different things on air with us last night, and something, new events, who is in the Metro Atlanta area. They provide full-service events, planning, event coordination, decor. They provide the ability to help manage your event at five different country clubs that are covered in Suwanee, Lawrenceville, Danville, Johns Creek, Marietta, Georgia. So even if you like us, if you're familiar with Metro Atlanta, if you live south, like where I reside,
mm-hmm.
just going to Johns Creek is like a destination wedding. It's like an hour away. So
yes, come on over to Johns Creek, but it's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, my God, the place is absolutely incredible.
It really is. And I'm going to recommend you go online and take a look at their website. They have a great showcase of
mm-hmm.
their locations, and you can contact Sandy. Her number is 770-771-2436. And, excuse me, you go to somethingnewevents.bysandy.com, and Sandy spells her name with a Y. And definitely, when I tell you it's amazing to have you have the ability to have a wedding at mm-hmm. a country club on a Friday or a Friday or a Sunday. Bring your own catering in.
Right.
And they got packages starting at a couple thousand and up.
And that particular one where you can bring in your catering is at the Snellville location. They only have one out of the five that you can bring in your own catering. That's unheard of. Most places, you just can't. And if you do, you have to pay almost another rental fee just to bring in your own catering. So please, please, please take advantage of the wonderful vendors that are partnering with us in advertisement, because they are great. They are absolutely warm, inviting, professional people that we stand by. Now, mind you, you can advertise on Loudmouth Radio if you're not nice, because we're going to take your money. We're going to take your money.
Oh, Lord.
You know,
she don't got rude.
Yeah, we're going to take your money. But we're not going to like it. No, I'm just kidding. We have found that everybody that has come through on advertising, we have been able to draw like-minded people, and we really do our best to be genuine and do our best to be nice. We're not perfect, and we get a lot of things wrong, but we do, hopefully, a lot of things right. And we have really been able to get some great companies that have partnered with us, that believe in our brand and what we're doing
and
in the community.
And want to push theirs out.
Oh, my God, and they want to build their brand. So please, please, please contact them through social media, through their websites, through their phone numbers, and go ahead and connect with them. Don't wait until the last minute. You're going to be mad that you can't get them. I think the only one you can get 24 hours is Gray's Limousine. So, you know, you can call them all the time, but you're not always going to be able to book some of your other venues. So book them early. Go ahead and schedule appointments to see the locations and do your tastings so that you can book them for all of your events. They don't just do weddings, although this is a wedding and bridal series. They do other events, and they're there for you for whatever your needs are. I know the limo service drives business people to the airport just when, as Sunny was stating, just
transportation.
You know, just transportation, mm-hmm. because you don't want to get stuck in traffic. You don't want to drive. You don't want the hassle. So they take the hassle away from you and allow you to just drive in ease and comfort. So make sure to check them out. Destiny's Boutique, as she stated, has wonderful gowns, and they have really, really affordable plans if you call them and set up an appointment. They're going to let you know how they'll be able to work with you and your entire wedding party to have that special day of dresses for balls and galas as well as weddings. So check them out because they are very, very good at what they do.
Absolutely. And to speak on Destiny's Boutique, she actually carries very nice gowns from Alfred Angelo to Allure Bridals, Casablanca Bridal, David Tatura, and a few others. So, ladies, if you're in the market now looking at dresses, you've been going to a few places to try to find a dress. Some of those labels hopefully sound familiar to you. She has a good budget of flexibility. I know that they also offer some layaway options.
Mm-hmm.
I think you failed to mention that. But you can reach them at 478-333-3687. And again, they're located right off of 75 in Warner Robins / Centerville, which is right there in the area of Warner Robins, not far from the military base at 500 Wilson Drive, Suite B. And you can contact them again, like I said, on Facebook at Destiny's Boutique. They're also on Twitter and Instagram under My Destiny's Boutique. And I think at this time, what I wanted to do was to give a little bit quick wedding facts for our listeners that I think is very important to kind of know how to look at things, especially from budgetal standpoints. But the average couple will wed between the ages of 26 and 28. That's the average. And 77% of those couples will pay for their wedding on their own and also seek help from resources like Bridal Magazine, online resources, family, and friends. So the average engagement period is trending to be 14 months. I'm starting to see a lot of people get married in less than 12 months, which means that people are acting very fast. You know, the holidays just came out. The holidays is a very high time that people get engaged. And the most popular month to get married appears to be in September. Engagement time, the typical time and most popular time is December, like we just said, was the holidays. So most brides are considered like multi-channel shoppers, meaning that they're going to use more than one source to find things. So they use print publications, online resources, and email referrals, and are more likely to spend more on their wedding when they're using multiple entities like that. And when, you know, in that case, you have different types of brides. So for my brides, you know, these are just kind of names that are familiar as far as the way you may look at things. So you may be considered a traditional bride, which means that you'll look for more simple, more formal or semi-formal type events.
Uh-huh.
So your venue is probably going to mirror where people are using a church.
Right. Church or hotel.
Church or a hotel, mm-hmm. the ballroom aspect.
Ballroom, yes.
And then it's going to be specifically centered or multicultural religious setting, even military. You have your military family that'll do those things. And then you also have your modern bride that's, like, breaking all the rules. She's getting it any way she wants to get it. It might be on the rooftop. She might be in the barn.
In the barn. No,
we're talking
that's
about
more
the
about
wedding,
vintage,
not the wedding night.
That's more vintage
romantic,
country,
classic,
yes, classic,
traditional, formal, retro. Yeah. And that usually comes with cutting edge and trendy colors.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the casual bride. They're a little more elegant. So they may have some rustic, your vineyards.
Yeah,
so
but they're gonna.
Go,
those are the ones that are gonna rent the vintage sofas and have chandeliers hanging off of some outdoors with the china. I'm one
delicate,
of those kind of girls.
Romantic,
let me just tell you.
Yeah, contemporary, generous, and then you got your princess brides. These chicks might end up being one of your bridezillas. I don't
did
know.
Did you really call them chicks? Oh my gosh, you did.
Not that I was being biased or anything. That just kind of slipped out. So don't hold it. Whatever. Oh my God. So, princess brides tend to be a little more sassy and glamorous and elegant and rich and decadent. And this person is probably going to be one of those women that she knew from the age of 5 what her wedding was going to look like. It was going to have a fairy tale romance with glitz and glamour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
she's been planning that her whole life.
Yeah, her whole life. So the groom ain't going to have no say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then,
at all.
You got your budget savvy. And these are couples who usually are paying definitely out of their own pockets. It's just they're on the island by themselves. The bride wants to maintain a lavish experience when they're savvy, but they're also going to prioritize and spend money on what's the most important, and that's through a lot of what we call DIY, doing themselves, do-it-yourself type solutions. So from invitations to save the dates, you may even have, you know, that's, and there was nothing against Vistaprint. I wasn't knocking Vistaprint, but they may use simple pieces that they could, you know, get things on the budget. Now, the alternative eccentric bride is going to be the creative, theme-inspired city bride, have some alternative thoughts, impeccable style, maybe a little retro, maybe a little bit of a hipster. Definitely maybe she might do the bride dress with the cowboy boots.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I so love that.
And it's possibly that this is more likely to be a second wedding type bride. Like she's been through it before. The second time around, she's like, you know what, I just want to have fun, you know. And then you got the rookie bride. This bride don't know what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen it all. And she loves options and choices, but needs a wedding pro for guidance. And I know Holly probably is like, oh, my God, this is the one that she probably can't narrow anything down. Like, everything sounds good. So planners, cue. This is your cue. This is when you take her to only see certain things. You try to get your checklist first of what it is you want, because you'll turn around and be all over the world trying to find a venue, trying to nail a cater, you know. But all in all, that does not mean that you won't have fun. It's just that bride is just very inexperienced and definitely needs to have some guidance. And then last but not least, our destination bride.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the wedding that's hosted in a vacation-like setting, whether the bride and guests are traveling or they're going somewhere, maybe a tri-state seeking a destination theme-inspired wedding. Which you're seeing a lot of now.
A lot of that. But we're going to talk more about that tomorrow.
That's our topic tomorrow. So hopefully I covered, maybe you might be a bride where all of these parts are part to you. And I just say to your planner, to God be the glory and bless her heart. But yesterday I did give an average, and I'm going to kind of come back again on an average, and I'm going to push it up a little bit because we're seeing some brides that are really kicking it out. And I'm going to give a $31,000 budget average here, that the minimum average, so I'm going to give you a minimum, a maximum, and then an overall average in the middle. A minimum average spent on attire and accessories is usually about $1,000. The maximum average is $2,600. The overall average is about $1,800. So that's pretty much, you know, maybe somebody maybe going to David's Bridal, they renting a tux. They buying a simple dress or, you
right.
know, some,
a dress
some
off
other
the rack.
Boutique. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dress off the rack. There you go. Then you got your beauty and spa. Like you heard Alex, who's a makeup artist, speak about the average bride may have a makeup artist about $150.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this kind of falls in that beauty and spa. Minimal average $79, maximum $210, medium average about $145.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So basically, you better have somebody that can hook up your toenails, your fingers, and your hair, and your face. Pat, pat.
You know what?
Pat, pat. Pat, pat.
I don't even know why you're doing it.
Pat, pat. To say pat, pat. Okay. And then you got your entertainment. This is where you're looking at your DJ. If you're fabulous, you might have some ushers. You know, you might have somebody, you know, doing the two-step, walking into, I don't know. But the minimum average on entertainment,
oh my
$795.
Mm-hmm.
Maximum average, $2,100. Main
mm-hmm.
average, about $1,459.
Yeah, because you got to think about your entertainment is going to come in. They're going to be either that live band or you're going to have a really good DJ. And, guys, DJs no longer, a lot of them are being undercut because of, one, the economy, and, two, because of people thinking that they just
saturation
should only get $50. By the time you load your truck, your car, with speakers, sound equipment, I'm not talking about the ones who have the iPad or the, you know,
but even,
the,
even
the
with,
Mac.
To the credit now, even with the Mac or,
no,
or the
I'm
fixtures,
not,
you still got to have the setup.
Yeah, but that's my point. I'm not talking about the one with the Mac and have two speakers. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the DJ that people are looking at that have the lights, they have the speakers,
yeah, they come
have
with
the I've monogrammed your name out and it's flashing across the floor. And, I mean, they're just doing it all. And you're saying, well, how much are you, $300?
$200.
No, sweetie, no, 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 no.
We have a lot of callers, Jazzy. You got a point. Let's bring this caller in. Call
yeah,
you out
okay,
on the radio.
Hey, this is Ernest.
Wow, did
hey,
I just
Ernest.
Speak you up or what?
No wonder that's flash
that good?
Fast. We said DJ. He said,
is that good timing?
That was perfect timing.
Hi, Ernest. That was perfect timing.
Jazzy, go ahead and introduce him. Go ahead and introduce
So,
him.
You know, Ernest is going to be this fantastic person that we're going to talk to because he is a DJ, and he not only is a DJ, but he's the DJ for Bearhead's Wedding Expo.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, so we want, I was just telling them about you or DJs like you. So go ahead and just tell them for yourself who you are, what you do, and then the unrealistic expectations sometimes of people who don't know that it really is, it costs. It costs.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got into this several years ago after being an event planner and working for festivals and nonprofits for probably 15 years. And to do this correctly and as you to be mindful about what they want
mm-hmm.
as far as the look, the sound, the lighting, I do it as an artistic project.
Mm-hmm.
And to
That's
set up
sure.
and spend a whole day doing sound and lighting and audio and video takes a lot of time, and it's not a $300 job.
Mm-hmm.
It, to make it worthwhile for a business, it has to be up there with as important as the venue
right.
or
right.
anything else that you want it to make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
So you think of music as looking good, you kind of scratch your head and go, well, what are you talking about? All I need somebody is to get up there and play a few tunes. Well,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of research that I do into before a wedding happens. And
okay.
I talk to the bridal party about exactly what you want. You even tell me a lot of the songs you want, and I'll make a CD for you. But I spent a lot of time creating the whole format from this. If you
mm-hmm.
want me to do the ceremony or you want to do the reception or both, and that takes a lot of planning.
Right.
Not just to show up and play a few songs. No. That's
right.
Not the sign of a good entertainment DJ. No.
Right. And that's what people think, though.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we got a live caller that wants to chime in. Let's see what they want to share with us. They may have a question for you, Ernest. Let's see.
Okay.
Call you live.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hold on 1 second. Ernest, are you listening on a computer as well as talking?
No, I'm on phone.
Okay, because we're having a lot of back noise. Okay, continue. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Now, caller, are you listening to the broadcast on your computer as well as your phone?
Yeah, I'm listening to it on my cell phone.
Okay. Well, I think, that's not so bad. Caller, welcome to Loudmouth Radio. Where are you calling from?
Miami, Florida.
And did you have a question or statement?
No, actually, I was just listening, and I agree with the gentleman in the back about the music. A lot of people, when they get married, they want to budget certain things and not realize that the DJing is a very important function of the whole ceremony. And I think spending money on appearance becomes secondary to the whole function of it. You know, without great food and without great music, then it wouldn't be a good ceremony. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I put forms on my website to help bridal parties plan the ceremony and the reception, fill in the blanks that ask a lot of questions about from beginning to end how you want this to sound and time it to the whole event.
Hey, I'm sorry, Ernest, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I was saying that, you know, what your point is, I was saying it's always good to provide, if you can, a list to the DJ of preferred music that you may want to have played and try to provide that as soon as possible. And don't wait till the day of the event to provide music.
No, no, definitely not.
Yeah, but, you know, it's always great to be in communication with the DJ and attempt to get
when I sit down when I sit down with a bridal party, I'll ask them to write down between now and, say, a month before your wedding, 15 songs you got to have, other than the normal dance songs of the first dance. And I'll make sure those are there. Well, of course, that's about an hour and a half right there. But that gives me a good idea of what they're looking for as far as what type of music they're looking for. So, and then I go back and research all of my files and all of my music collection because I've been in the music business for 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use my knowledge of music history and make sure that every song, everything that's done has a purpose for the whole event, ceremony or reception, and taking in mind what type of people are going to be there, what's going to be there, even the dancing part. My wife gets involved. She goes, does the announcing and leads the dancing and make sure people move when, you know, get up. You've got to get people excited about especially the reception.
Involved,
yeah, you got to get them involved. You got to entertain them. You just can't stand there.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, what I'm talking about, this budget for this type of
you know, this is, as they say, probably the most expensive party you'll have.
Yeah.
So,
the DJ,
you know,
a entertainment person, should be working closely with. One of the first questions is, do you have a wedding planner?
Right.
Well, if you don't, then we become the wedding planners as far as what's going to happen from the moment the ceremony music starts to the last song at the reception. How the event
exactly
goes time-wise, has the music go along with it. And if there's a wedding planner, the DJ entertainment people need to work closely so that they all coordinate both events flawlessly.
Exactly.
Keeping in mind that anything could happen, and things do happen, and you go with the flow to make sure that you can work on the fly, as they say. And
exactly,
you're prepared for that as well. But it does take a lot of planning.
It really does. And I'm going to get back real quick on this budget piece. Ernest, if you can, while you're online with us, share with us how they can connect with you.
What's the question?
I was saying, while you're on air with us now, can you share with our audience how they can connect with you?
Oh, sure. I have weddingrhythms.com. I have RogersEntertainmentLLC.com, but that one's more for my other projects. But you can reach me on WeddingRhythms.com. You can go on Facebook and find me under Rogers Entertainment. You can call me or email me.
Okay,
but
give me your phone number, Roger.
It is 478-414-6830.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank
and
you, Ernest.
Yeah.
We want to, I'm going to give this last little bit. Thank you, Ernest, so much, Wedding Rhythms, for chiming in. And he's part of the Bare Heads Wedding Expo. Like we said, we've got some great people that's a part of this project. And I'm going to go ahead and kind of give this last little of the budget of expectation from minimum to the maximum to your average. And flowers and decoration is big. Your minimums are usually about $1,000. Maximums $2,700, on average about $1,800. And flowers and decor is very important.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be looking like you just ran out the gate and forgot to put stuff together. So gifts and favors. You know, favors is always a great way to compliment people and tell them thank you for, you know, coming and supporting our day. So gifts and favors on the minimum average is like about $400. Maximum about $1,000. On average, medium, $740. And then your invitations. Those are important, too. You don't want to send no flashcards in the mail talking about we get married.
Oh, my God.
But the minimum average is about $460. The maximum on average about $1,200. And the medium average is $850. Then we got the hardware, the jewelry, the bling bling.
Yes, the bling.
The minimum average is like $2,500. Maximum average about $6,600. And in between about $4,500, which is a good fair shake. You already know the woman ring going to be about $3,900. They're going to get
about
a lot, $15 million,
like,
okay,
$15 million ring
object. Photography and video, very important aspect as well. Minimum average about $1,800. The maximum average $4,800, and the medium about $3,300. That's a very important thing. Those two segments are going to be the main factor that you'll be able to utilize and take from that day and have forever, hopefully, to have as a memento of your day. So your planner, consultant, like Ernest was speaking on, average about $1,000, maximum average about $2,800, medium average about $1,956. And really a lot of that is going to be based on the cost of your wedding. That can fluctuate, and every consultant is different. Transportation, which is going to be most likely your limo, your horse and buggy, whatever you're going to use, minimum average about $250. Maximum average about $688, and the medium average is like $473. So
I want to ride on a motorcycle.
I'm trying to tell you, so that'd be about $22 on some gas. Venue catering and rentals, the minimum average about $7,600. And I notice I said venue catering and rentals. So that would be your arches and stuff like that you might need to have in space. Maximum average about $20,370, and your medium average is like $14,000. So on your low end, with all those things together, you're looking at like $1,700. Your maximum end, $45,000, and your medium average is $31,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys,
mm-hmm.
hopefully this information has been beneficial to you, and, you know, we'll share this information on our sites. And, you know, for all those of you just tuned in, if you missed part of this segment, our radio network itself, you can actually retrieve our podcast. Once we come off air, it'll be available online at loudmouthradio.com, which is L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H, radio.com. And we're also, like we said, on Stitcher Radio, which reaches over 4 million in-car dashboard listeners. So if you have that beautiful applications in your cars, pretty much the 2014 models are all coming geared with the in-car dashboard apps, which is a wonderful thing. We stream right through your radio. You have your iPhone, iTunes, your Android synced in. You can, you know, pull it right out of your phone or on your computer. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Jazzy, I want to tell her thank you for Bearheads Dream Wedding Expo for being this fantastic sponsor for the Bridal Showcase for this three-day series that's been live on Live Mouth Radio starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're one of the parties that was listening in, share this with your bridal party. Share it with family. Share it with friends. Let them know just what you have to deal with in regards to preparing for your wedding. Don't go at it alone, but definitely, you know, my last remarks is going to be make sure you have people around you that love you, that support you and your partner.
Yes.
And, you know, even if it means that it's family that's not on the up and up with you, keep them at a distance till you're ready to bring them in. That's all I got to say.
She's absolutely right. Definitely, I think I will say kudos for the salute to Bearheads Dream Wedding Expo. We are so happy to always partner up with Loudmouth Radio for so many reasons, but the professional reason is because we really believe in what you're doing, and, you know, you support us and help build this brand, which is what, you know, Loudmouth does from a marketing perspective, but also just we enjoy what we do, and I'm glad we are able to do it together as a host on the show. It is a wonderful platform to be able to talk about the other things that I do. So I do want to, I did want to come back and be able to support the network as a whole. But definitely engage couples. It's not about everybody else. It's not even about the statistics that we gave you. It is about at the end of the day, or even at the beginning of your planning, making a decision on what you really want, what is really important to you and your mate, and sitting down and saying, this is what we will do, this is what we won't do, how can we make it happen, and how can we be happy doing it. If you're stressed completely out and angry at everybody, you're making some really poor choices, because it should not be something that makes you angry to, you know, create a beautiful day for a beautiful life. So make sure you're choosing your family members that are involved, as Sunny said. If they're not supposed to be in the wedding party, then don't put them in the wedding party. If they're supposed to be a guest, then have them only as a guest. And guess what? If they're not supposed to be there at all, don't have them at the wedding. You know, we have to really choose carefully who supports us truly and helps us make the day a wonderful day, vendors included. So we hope that this information has given you insight. We're going to bring it back tomorrow. Tomorrow we're taking you all over the world. Like Sunny said, if you live in one area and you have to drive 2 hours to get somewhere, that's a destination, even if
Absolutely.
It's a short one. So we want to talk about some of the places that may be in your area but on another site. You know, Georgia is huge. There's a lot of areas in Georgia that you can drive to and feel like you're far from home. But we're definitely going to take you outside the state, and then we're going to take you outside the country and offer you some really, really great choices for your destination weddings.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jazzy. I want to say thanks to our listeners. Because without you guys tuning in and listening in and sharing about our shows to friends, family, associates, your business partners, and any other alliances, what we're doing wouldn't matter. So we want to ask people to definitely, if you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page on Loudmouth Radio, which is LoudMouth. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Loudmouth. We also have our blog that's attached into the site. So we want your feedback. Go to our Facebook page and connect with us there. And if you're a business owner looking for opportunities to push your business out, connect with us. We have some great opportunities for you to have your own featured opportunities to have your own brand as a show with some different levels, a lot of flexibility options. So connect with us. Our Loudmouth Media office number is 706-363-3895, and we'll be able to share with you and guide you in that process. As well as be sure to come out to the Bearheads Dream Wedding Expo June 15, 2014 at the Georgia World Congress Center, which is adjacent to the Phillips Arena in the CNN building, right behind the Omni Hotel. So if you have not had an opportunity to listen to the show last night, you can find an archive of our show on loudmouthradio.com for all three shows. Hopefully you'll be able to tune in tomorrow night and share this with a friend. So we're signing off. God bless and be safe.